The Wildcats football team hosts the Longview Lobos Friday night at Gerald Prim Stadium with a portion of the district lead on the line. Wildcats football coach Greg Owens met with media members Wednesday morning.
Everything to us is like playoffs. It's like 1 week at a time, which is a cliche deal, but in reality, it really is. We've not secured our fate right now getting into playoffs, and so that's a big deal. And so, I mean, with a win this week, we're in. It gets into a point deal. We beat Marshall, we're in. We don't beat Marshall, then it comes into points. Well, how many do we lose by? Who's in? What's the seeding? All that kind of stuff. So all of them are big ball games. We're looking at them as always big ball games. The big thing about Pine Tree, proud of our kids, just kept battling, kept getting after it, and kept making plays. So it was a good night for us, a good ball game. We're here to this point now, which gets us a chance now because Longview is undefeated in our district. But we win this one. We got to share the district championship for this week. I mean, you still had to beat a Marshall to still be there. So it'd be a three-way tie with us and Longview and Texas High. So it was a good win, big win, and got us ready. So now here we are for the Longview Lobos.
What's the biggest thing about Longview as you look at them that really jumps out at you?
Big. I mean, what you just said, the biggest is the biggest. You know, their offensive line average is 296 pounds. They got a right guard, it's 380, 6'6", 380. A left one's 315. They got a 290 kid committed to Texas Tech at left tackle. They got a good center and a good right tackle. They're big. They're big. They're physical. That's what John likes to do, come downhill at you, and that's his deal. He's an old offensive lineman. He and I played against each other, and I was at SFA, and he was at Northwestern. But he was an O-line guy, and that's when he likes to spread it out and play with you a little bit. When he gets mad, he packs them in there, and here they come, coming downhill. They got a 255-pound running back. They got a 200-pound running back, and they're just coming downhill. So it's a physical ball game. Better get physical. Better get ready. It's power. It's downhill at you right now. Some old-school sweep. They get a little wing, and they'll double you on the edge and just outman you at the point of attack with their size. So it's a challenge for our defensive front to get after them. They're not prolific in their passing game, but they're good. It's a simple thing. It's a bootleg, pretty much a bootleg game, a quick game. What they're doing every now and then, they're going to take a shot deep with an athletic kid back there at quarterback. And he's really a baseball player. He kind of throws it like a baseball player, a little sidearm, but he's extremely accurate and easy, nonchalant. It's just kind of no effort. I mean, it's just he just flips it out there, and he's accurate with what he's doing with it. So two of their biggest receivers are fast and shifty and got great hands and have the ability to make big plays for you. That's what they have on their offense. So that's a big challenge, is getting the ball away from them, forcing a turnover, you know, getting the ball back. As far as it's concerned for us on the other side of the ball, offensively, you've got them go fast, and go faster. I mean, that's where we are. I mean, that's what we've got to do. We've got to execute what we're doing and be precise about it. We can't have turnovers. That's a big deal. So we got to go get after them. We got to get those guys tired. This is the best defense that we've seen all year. They are athletic up front. Their defensive linemen are exceptionally quick. They'll cross face on you. They'll line up in the three, and boom, they'll go back to a one in a heartbeat, and they run a bunch of stunts up front. So if we can pick up the pace and the tempo in the ball game and take their coordinator out of that, being able to call a bunch of plays and get them tired, that's the whole key for us, getting into a drive and getting three or four plays into it and getting them tired, and then us still being able to execute.
KSST Sports.